head coach of the Cavs, Ty Lue, who took over in January when David Blatt was fired, led the team to the championships, has a new contract in place, what, 5 years?
5 years and at least $30 million.
Okay.
Amanda, the thing that was much different about this is midseason David Blatt was fired, Tyronn Lue came in.
Mm-hmm.
David Griffin, the general manager, made a point of saying, Lue is not an interim coach. He is the head coach.
He's the guy.
That means you still have an assistant coaching contract for, actually, his assistant coach's contract ran through 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you get a new contract. Well, Lue's attorney and David Griffin verbally agreed to this 3-year deal worth about $10
million. Okay.
Lue never signs it.
Really?
Yes. So he coaches the Cavs on his assistant contract.
Oh.
And they win the title. So now
the stakes go up.
The price goes up.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue there's a verbal agreement, but the flip side is suppose the Cavaliers had lost to Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember that? That was 2-2.
Wow.
Suppose they had lost. Well, we'll see, you know, would Lou have been back as coach? I think he would have, but there would have been some serious discussions internally on whether we do this or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cavs are not afraid to fire a coach. That's David Blatt. You know, ask Mike Brown, ask them all. They fire coaches almost as regularly as the Browns.
Right.
So Lou wins, and then there's kind of protracted negotiations. He's almost like a free agent coach, although he actually could not go to another team because he was on his Cavs assistant coaching contract for this upcoming season.
Wow.
So he was not a free agent unless the Cavs were to allow him to go somewhere else.
Wow.
Which, of course, they were not going to do. So in the end, he got paid. He won the title. He got paid big.
But was this all strategic?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think he bet on himself.
Wow.
He felt that, you know, if this goes the right way, I can maybe get more security. Now he has a 5-year contract instead of a 3.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is probably the 5th year is some sort of option, but even still, he probably got a couple extra years and lots of millions of dollars more. And I know that coaches, they like 2 things. Number one, they like to be paid like everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd like to at least make more than the average NBA player who makes about, right now, he's going to be making approximately, $7 million a year.
That's the average?
Yes. With the new salary cap, it's $94 million. You pay 12 guys, and then you got a couple guys, the 3 on the, like the extra squad. It's about,
wow,
$6 to $7 million a year.
Okay.
So he got his $6 to $7 million a year, the average salary. And the other thing is that they want a lot of security, and so he got extra years. So it worked out well for Tyronn Lue. And Amanda, when they were down 3-1 to Golden State, yeah, LeBron led them and Kyrie helped. But a coach could have messed that up.
Yeah, that's true.
A coach who was panicking, you know, a coach who, frankly, had not signed his extension.
Exactly, yeah, making a rash decision.
Yeah, right. Could have gone the wrong way, and he did keep his calm. He didn't sit there watching those playoff games going, what is he doing?
Yeah, that was never really a question.
I mean, I had some second guesses here and there, but there's kind of normal basketball second guesses.
Yeah.
And I have seen guys in big games really have a hard time. I remember Mike Brown, who was a Cavs coach in LeBron's first tenure, both in the 2009 playoffs against Orlando when they got behind, in 2010 against Boston, made some just flat-out bizarre moves.
Mm-hmm.
This reeked of desperation.
Yeah.
And they exploded in his face. And Mike's a pretty good coach. He really is. He's won a lot of games. But the pressure got to him. And so I think that was the thing that Lue felt he could handle it under pressure. Now, he knew LeBron had his back, and that was important. But we also know if LeBron thinks your play is not real good, he'll just change it.
Right. So you like Lue staying in place?
Sure.
I mean, why not? He won the title.
Yes. And hopefully they need a coach to last about 4 years. That would really be nice.
Yeah, because I think about some of the other great teams, their coaches have been there for a long time.
For a long time, yes. Although in the NBA, the average coach for the average team is less than 3 years.
Yeah, that's changed a lot.
Yeah, they just fire them left and right.
Yeah.
They don't care. But really, as long as LeBron's got his back and they continue to win, even if they don't win a title, he's going to stay. Now, the other thing about Ty Lue, that he had going for him. Remember, not only LeBron, but most of the players did not think David Blatt was a very good coach.
Right.
Actually, they kind of liked him personally. They just thought he was way over his head.
Mm-hmm.
So when David Griffin, the GM, fired David Blatt, he said, you guys like Lou. You wanted him. You got him. And you know what basically it did?
Made them accountable.
Right. And it took away the excuse of, well, the coach is messing us up.
Yeah. Because you got your guy. So
you got your guy.
That's it.
Now, obviously, Griffin believed Lou could be a good coach and liked him. That's why he brought him in to begin with. But it kind of threw it back on the players. Okay, you got your coach now.
Yeah.
Okay. You better play for him.
All right. Well, paid off for him, paid off for the Cavs. So there you go.
That's it.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.